SBS Radio.
With me today from Brisbane is Thomas McIntyre from Act for Kids, and we are going to talk about child safety and equipping, giving our children the skills that will help them live a safe, a relatively safe life. Good day, Thomas.
Yes, good day. How are you today?
Good, and you?
Very good, thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. So it says here that 2/3 of kids are unequipped to react to unsafe situations. So as parents, our primary concern or our primary basic priority is to make sure that our kids are safe at all times, isn't it?
Absolutely. Like, it's never a child's responsibility to keep them safe. It's always the adult's responsibility to ensure children are safe and protected. And that's why we teach our children that they deserve to be safe and what to do when they're in a situation that makes them feel uneasy or unsafe.
I guess the first thing we teach our children is never to talk to strangers, stranger danger.
And a critical other side to that is making sure our children know who their safe people are and who is a safe person in their community and who they can go to if they feel unsafe or worried about a particular situation.
How do we teach our children about what is an unsafe situation?
That conversation is around protective behaviours. So protective behaviours are a personal safety skills that empower all of us, and particularly our children, to assert their right to feel safe, to listen to what their body's telling them, which could be butterflies in their belly or just an uneasy, feeling, and how to take action and to solve the problem by seeking assistance from adults and safe people around them. Protective behaviours work to reduce harm in violence in communities and prevent child abuse. So it is about empowering our children to understand what is an uneasy feeling and how they can get help if they need it.
But how can we teach our children to confide or trust an adult? How can we teach them to distinguish between someone they can trust and someone that you would call an unsafe person?
Look, what we're promoting is parents having a conversation with their children and having a really explicit, who are the safe people? Let's talk about 5 safe people. So it might be mum, dad, grandma, granddad, Uncle Phil. And every family is different and every family needs to sit down and have an understanding of who the safe people are. What we also really want to promote during Child Protection Week is how parents and schools can work together in partnership to do protective behaviour work with kids and reinforce that message. So what we'd like to do is children to be able to identify early warning signs, to know what a safe and unsafe situation is, to have a language and understanding of what their personal and private body parts are in a developmentally appropriate conversation. And the program we run, Learn to Be Safe with Emmy, is done in a very fun curriculum-based way. And ultimately, we just want kids to be able to approach a safe adult who they know and be able to explain why they're feeling unsafe and why they feel worried.
Sometimes the people who we perceive as safe aren't safe to be with, isn't it?
And a lot of children are harmed by people close to the family and close to them. That's true.
How do we equip them to have that distinction? Because sometimes it's not an adult. It can be a young adult that's not safe to be with.
And again, it's coming back to that teaching children and having a really open conversation around what it feels like to feel unsafe and how to articulate why you're feeling that way and what is a safe interaction with someone and what is inappropriate, and so that they can come to us as parents and say, I didn't feel safe today and this is why I didn't feel safe today.
Some parents tend to be overprotective. Is that a good thing?
Oh, look, I don't think we're about putting a clear definition around what's overprotective and what's underprotective. I think it's just every parent needs to have a good understanding of how they parent and some fundamentals and to encourage their children to understand protective behaviours and to come to them with worries when they have them. As parents, we want our kids to have a knowledge around interpersonal safety. So that's about having a conversation. And we want them to feel confident to come to a safe adult who we've identified and agreed with our children is somebody you can take a worry to or something that can be a bit sensitive to.
As parents, when your child is growing up, the older they get, the more independent they would like to be, correct?
Absolutely. And that's natural development. And we need to, again, start with a conversation where children are confident that they come to us or come to somebody close to them when they are scared or worried about a situation.
What can you give? Sorry. What advice can you give parents to be able to distinguish if their children are ready to be by themselves in a situation, let's say, walking home from school or, you know, just playing in the playground without constant monitoring?
Look, I think we need to accept that children have a need for a level of independence dependent on their age, obviously, and they also need to know who in each of the environments they might be it school or between school and home, where and who they can talk to if they're worried. It does come back to, you know, children need safe adults, and they need to be able to approach adults when they feel unsafe, so regardless of their age. So it's instilling in children those protective behaviours and that language to be able to seek help when they need it, and to understand all the environments that they live in and who are the safe people, who is a teacher or, you know, who is somebody that they can speak to if they're worried on their way home.
So how can we go about learning about safe behaviours and safe strategies?
Act for Kids, we run a program, we've delivered it to 27,000 children now across Australia, called the Learn to Be Safe with Emmy program. The Learn to Be Safe with Emmy Protected Behaviours program is delivered in schools to grade 1 students, and it works with kids in grade 1 to identify the early warning signs, to identify safe and unsafe situations, and what to do if they feel unsafe, and how to identify safe adults, as well as I mentioned earlier, the personal and private body parts and age-appropriate language around that. So we're really excited to be working with schools and educators to deliver curriculum-based health awareness of protective behaviours in schools. And we'd certainly encourage families to approach their school if they're interested in that program being delivered at their school.
So it's important to know what words to use.
Absolutely.
How to communicate to our children and to make that communication line open.
Absolutely. And the research we've recently done says that 61% of Australian parents aren't confident that their children would know what to do if they felt unsafe. So we're very motivated to support families and parents to have that conversation and to learn how to support their kids to develop protective behaviours.
Thank you very much, Thomas McIntyre from ACT for Kids.
Thank you very much for your time.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.